You're listening to The Pulse. Sea creatures offer a lot of lessons for scientists. For example, earlier this year, a British engineer announced he had found the strongest natural material on Earth, the teeth of a type of sea snail called the limpet. The discovery could inspire a stronger-than-steel man-made material. Studying sea animals has also led to a better understanding of the nervous system, HIV, and cancer. But before scientists can get to work, someone has to get marine animals out of the sea and into their labs. The Pulse's Carolyn Beeler has this profile of David Remsen, whose job it is to do just that.
I first met David Remsen on a boat just off the coast of Cape Cod. He stood at the back of the research vessel as metal nets were lowered into the water. After they were pulled back up, he described the plankton, sea urchins, sea snails, and clams the team dumped on the deck. As he talked, he held a horseshoe crab in his left hand. Its spiky legs were wrapped around his fingers, and it remained firmly attached even as he waved his hands around when he talked. Remsen's ease with a prehistoric-looking sea creature comes from a lifetime of exposure to the ocean.
Well, I grew up in this little village, and my dad was a scientist here.
Here is Woods Hole, Massachusetts. It has a population of about 800, but it's home to six major marine research institutions.
You know, you can't swing a stick without hitting a marine biologist of some kind around here, and I just was exposed to this my whole life.
Remsen credits a summer science school in Woods Hole with igniting his passion for marine biology.
If you're going to get interested in science, what better way than mucking around with a bunch of seven-year-olds in the swamps and on the beaches, getting dirty and showing off in front of your friends, picking up critters, right? So that's how you get people introduced to science.
Remsen came back to Woods Hole to work during summers off from college, even putting in time milking horseshoe crab blood for pharmaceuticals. Now he manages the Marine Resources Department at the Marine Biological Laboratory.
Functionally, it means that I provide the marine animals that are used here for research and education. As I describe myself, I'm a glorified grocer. I run the grocery store that the shelves of which are full of marine animals. And instead of shopping carts, people come shopping with buckets.
Historically, marine animals have taught us a lot of what we know about reproduction and development. That's partly because sea creatures are fertilized and mature in clear ocean water instead of their mothers' wombs, making it easier to study their growth. Today, a wide variety of marine animals serve as models for scientists looking for the next generation of human treatments and cures.
There are sea squirts here that can have their nerves severed and they will heal back. There are cucumbers that, when they are stressed by a predator, they will eject their entire digestive tract, and then they will grow a brand new one. And so people who are trying to understand how to regrow organs look at that.
After being plucked from the ocean, these sea squirts and cucumbers are held in Remsen's tank room.
So we are in the tank room. Can you just tell me where we are, what you have here?
Well, you'll probably can hear the sound of a lot of rushing water dripping and running through pipes. The tank room is a very large open area with lots of complicated plumbing and piping hanging from the ceilings and lots of tanks with water flowing in them on the floor. Most of the water coming through here is ambient water that we're pumping from across the street. We borrow it from the sea for 5 minutes. It goes into the troughs and it just goes back out into the sea. So
give me a couple examples of the kind of creatures we have in here today.
Well, you can see this large display tank in front of us has a skate, which is a type of ray. This is called a barn door skate. There's also some large flounder in here called fluke. That's that big guy back over there.
There are horseshoe crabs, squid, sharks, and lots of fish embryos. Much of the research at the Marine Biological Laboratory still focuses on reproduction and development. So a lot of the collecting happens in late spring and early summer. That's when specimens are full of eggs.
And then we put them into cooler water. We slowly cool them down in order for them to think that it's not quite yet time to spawn. And then when they're ready to be used, a researcher will come. They will then warm them up to what is the normal temperature. The animal will say, oh, it's summer suddenly, and let's have a party. And they spawn, and then they can get the eggs and embryos at the stage that they want to use them.
Remsen doesn't just serve researchers in Woods Hole. He ships everything from sea urchins to cuttlefish to scientists around the world, powered by an excitement for what creatures of the ocean can teach us about life on dry land.
It's just fascinating that as one learns about the natural history of the organism, and as these different species exhibit all these different strategies for living that they can be used to improve our understanding of life in general and in the human condition.
For The Pulse, I'm Carolyn Beeler.